broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brustin Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Kyle Brustin Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. So I was distracted by something Kyle had said before we went on air.
One day y'all can join us off air.
Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Ortman. Maybe not Alex Strofe joining us off air.
Yeah, I would like that.
No. Strofe would go and tell everybody what I said.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very safe place when the mics
Strofe
are off.
I told Strofe one thing today, and he went walking by the market manager's office. And he did like a hesitation. I was like, oh, no, don't turn left. Don't turn left. He's going to tell him. He's going to talk to him about it. What do you think he did?
He talked to him?
Of course he did.
Yeah, he Strofe just like, can't, you know, like, I can't talk to him about one thing.
Can we trust you with a promise?
No.
Oh, with
no
a secret?
No,
okay, but
shot.
Hold on a minute.
He's a chatty cat.
Okay, the market manager is Greg Scalzo. Let's stop acting like this is the Sue's scary boss.
Oh, it's not that he's scary. It's more so like nothing safe with you.
No.
This isn't about who you went to. It's more so just the process
of
how you go about.
Well, when you come to me with something and say, hey, me and Greg were talking about this,
but
I feel like it's fair game to go to Greg with
it. Keep this between us.
You said that?
Keep it between us?
He did not say that.
No, he missed the part about keep it between us.
Strofe.
That's criminal.
Kyle, do you believe Ben Brust would make something up on the air?
There's a reason.
I do think he could, but I don't think this situation, no.
You wanted me to yell what I was saying. You said, use your words. And I said, I can't. Please come around and look.
That part ended up being true.
So don't you think, you know, maybe I was trying to be just a little bit discreet about the information I was showing you?
Yes. However, the information you were showing me is something that Greg and I have talked about in the past.
Oh, so
did he tell you to talk to Greg about it?
Did I say go to Greg?
No, but you said me and Greg were just talking about this.
But I didn't say go tell the whole world.
I didn't tell the whole world. I told Greg who you were talking to.
Did you think there was a level of discretion with when he told you it? Just in general, like the way he was acting, his body language, is how he set it up?
Yes.
In general, yes. But when it came to Greg specifically, no, I felt
basically,
like that was fair.
Basically, Strofe game. Wanted to be like, hey, I'm in the know about
yes,
this.
Yes, exactly. Pretty much. I want to be in on the joke. And
no, Strofe, that's so selfish of you. It's always me with you.
How did market manager Greg Scalzo respond? Was he like surprised, like, wow, I'm surprised you know this?
I just got out of market manager's office saying, I can't believe like I know this information that like, you know, you shouldn't have told me because now I can't stop thinking about it. And then immediately after I have that conversation with him, Strofe pops in. I'm like, damn.
Just like that. Just
well,
like
now
that.
I don't want to know.
Well, you can't. And you can't know what Strofe and I talked about this morning either. 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. List is more. See us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. An interesting coffee date for Ben Brust and Alex Strofe this morning.
What do you mean a coffee date?
Like the two of you?
It was the two of us.
Wow.
What do you not understand about a coffee
date? What business could y'all be talking about that doesn't involve the K or the N of KBN?
Everything that involves the K and the N.
Just about everything.
But that dang right.
How did it come about? Like, who asked who?
Hold on.
We were on the same page and felt like we needed to get time together to talk about K and N.
But I will say, one of us did invite the other. Who do you think did it?
I bet you Strofe asked Ben.
Kyle?
Strofe seems a little bit too excited about it, but probably Ben asked Strofe. But usually it'll be Strofe old thirsty behind asking.
Well, I'll tell you.
Dang.
That's true. We all know it's true. You laugh because it's true.
I asked Strofe.
Oh, yeah.
You did?
He's excited because I can just tell he's excited that Ben asked him.
You're the best, Kyle.
What do you mean? It's the truth.
Strofe's thirsty and desperate and can't keep a secret. Wants to be in the know. Wants to be part of a joke.
He's your dog. What's your two dog name? Benjamin and something?
Benjamin is my
Bruce.
Name. Bruce and Bentley.
Bruce and
How
Bentley.
How do you not know
Benjamin,
that, Kyle?
Benjamin is my name.
I knew it was bees. Bruce and Bentley and Strofe. That's what it is. They all.
I have three puppies.
Basically.
Do I get to get a bark collar for him, too?
You need one
Actually,
sometime.
I do. I would have zapped him before he turned left into Greg Scalzo's office.
But why did you ask him on this date?
Yeah, what prompted you to say, Strofe, why don't you go meet a coffee with me? Because you always, you know.
That's between Strofe and I.
Oh, hell no. No, you ain't going to bring up a coffee date and not tell us why.
You know, it's funny because Ben just said how he can't trust me, but the literal definition of why we had this coffee date was because we can't trust you guys.
That is a lie and a half. Now, let
goodness,
me just speak up for Brad,
egregious.
Too.
For,
you're going to speak up for him?
I am.
Yeah, Kyle, speak for me.
I love you, Brad, but Brad, he ain't fraternizing with nobody upstairs like that. Brad come in, he talks to us, and he dips out. He goes where he's
That's
needed.
That's true.
Y'all know me. I'll be upstairs. When I get to work, most of the time, I'm sitting at my desk. Now, after 5, I may listen to some drama that happens in the office, but I ain't the one talking about no drama that happened around the office. So I need to know why y'all think that you, that me and Brad cannot be trusted by you two, because both of y'all like to run y'all miles.
Well, no, that's a good point. To leverage onto that, Kyle's around. Like, you could go find Kyle and ask him to coffee.
For real?
I'm not around. I'm taking my half-day PTOs every day until I show up in the afternoon. But, like, Kyle's here, and Kyle's social. Kyle, literally, there's a group of people standing at the bottom of the stairs. Kyle walks down the stairs. Hey, everybody! Just, like, randomly. He's very social.
Yeah, yeah,
so what about Kyle was it that you didn't want to ask him on the date?
Strofe, we've never had more control over these two in our entire lives.
They're just our puppets.
Little puppets.
So what'd you guys talk about?
We talked about life. We talked about...
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
I mean, a coffee date is as intimate as it can get.
We were there...
A couple,
so just to give you a
coworkers.
Little additional context, we were there for about an hour and 20 minutes.
That's a long coffee.
I hope it was about work-related or you still in time.
That
you could have been using
lunch.
Your vacation.
We'll submit an hour of PTO, Stroh.
You should, because you're talking about, you talked about life. Life ain't got nothing to do with work.
47 minutes, of PTO.
Yeah,
and then the other
43 minutes. On K&N.
Okay, well, what can y'all bring to the table today? Because y'all showed him bring it up during our pre-show meeting.
Man, you guys.
How we better now?
You're starting to act like Alex Strofe.
No, because I don't like people having meetings about me without me being around.
How do you even know it was about you?
Because... Did he not say it was about the K&N?
How do you know we're not just messing with
well,
you guys
on,
to get this reaction?
Hold on a minute. It sounds like somebody's
insecure,
acting a little desperate. Maybe a little FOMO popping up from somebody. A little bit
no,
of FOMO.
You're not so different, Kyle and Alex.
Y'all were talking about us, and I want to know what you were talking about us, because without the K and the N, it's just the B in this guy.
And that would be electric.
Okay, you know what? Brad, let's just turn the mics off and let these two go ahead.
Well, actually, this gives us an open opportunity to figure out which guy the barista was hitting on.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
That's a great point.
Now I'm interested.
Oh, your mic's on. Fascinating.
Kyle's checked out.
Ain't my little protein bar. Let's all go about it.
So the other time that Strofe went to a coffee shop.
Different coffee shop.
He got a donut hole with his coffee, and the person he was with didn't get a donut hole, and I think you were maybe getting courted a little bit.
I think I was getting courted a little bit, but I think the tables turned a little bit this morning, Benny.
My confidence is high.
We were at the coffee shop, and we ordered the same drink. We both got an Americano.
Yes. And you had to get yours in a paper cup. I got mine in a normal coffee cup.
Yes, because I drink a little bit slower, so I thought if I don't finish it, that way I can take it to go. Right? That was my thought process. And I later found out I saved her a glass. She didn't need to do more dishes. So good on me. Now, I referred to myself as a diva when I ordered the paper cup. And she immediately snaps back with, "You're not the diva. That's him."
Oh,
oh wow.
She knew.
Wow.
She knew. And then she kept calling me on all my baloney.
What type of baloney?
What kind of baloney
did you
have?
I don't even know. It just every word I said, she goes, "That's diva energy." And I was like, "Damn, she's right."
What were you saying?
I don't even remember.
I don't know either, but I think she liked my diva energy.
I think she did too.
What, it doesn't matter?
Is this one of those times where I have to tell my fiance that the barista might have been hitting on me?
You haven't told her yet?
No.
You're already late.
I'm already late?
Yeah.
What do you mean late?
She's here.
Well, it wasn't that, like...
It wasn't.
She got done with her shift while we were still there, and she didn't even say goodbye.
Yeah.
Wait, every time you get hit on, Brad, you tell Lexi, your wife?
I thought that's what we established, is that if it's an open line of communication.
Yeah, by sundown.
Strofe
did.
And honestly, the longer you hold it, the more she's going to be like, "Why didn't you tell me that earlier?" It's no big deal.
I mean, it wasn't a big deal. I mean, it was a big deal for me, but it's not a big deal.
I mean, if I had to tell baby girl every time I got hit on, that'd be a lot of telling. A handsome man?
When's the last time you were hit on?
Oh, man. I just said
exactly.
I ain't been out in the streets, but I'm telling you, if I was in the streets, I'll be moving the hips, and the ladies would just come attracting to me. I had to beat them off with a stick. Get away from me.
So you just lied to
no,
Save Your Nation. When's the last time?
Yeah. When is the last time I was hit on? I haven't been out all 2025.
So it's been 3 months and 25 days.
I thought
it was going to be a lot of telling.
Ooh, you know the last time I do recall is when I went down to the bachelor party down in New Orleans and some girl tried to come up on me. I said, absolutely not. And I told baby girl, I said, these women was on your man last night.
Oh, you ran into somebody looking for services?
No, I don't believe that was the case.
And
if that
I
was
don't
the
know.
Case,
I mean,
I still denied their services. That's the last time I can remember. I don't go out like that, but I'm telling y'all, I wouldn't tell her every time.
What secret about Kyle and Brad did Alex Stroph and Ben Bruss discuss this morning at coffee? 800-990-3776.
Yeah, Kyle, I'm right there with you. I have an unsettled feeling knowing that they're having deep, intimate conversations with us that they need to get away from the office to have. Think about this. They could have it anywhere here in the office.
That's
they
true.
Could remove themselves from the workplace and create this intimate moment between them.
That is extreme.
It's not right. It's not right.
We have coffee here. We have office spaces here. Yeah. They could have did it right here at work, but they chose not to.
And
so
to take
it something of significance.
An hour 20? That's a long lunch. That's an eternity over coffee.
That's a long meeting. Our meetings max should be an hour, max, and that's long. And they took over that. I don't know. I'm actually offended just because they didn't ask any one of us if we wanted to be a part of it or our input after. There was no recap email that was sent out about what they discussed.
Here's my other concern. Normally, Stroph would be the one to ask Ben because he's just a social butterfly. I feel like Ben asking Stroph, that gets my wheels turning even more. Ben,
yeah, Ben
had an agenda.
Yeah,
Ben's like,
did.
I got to talk about Stroph about something.
They're plotting something.
I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like it either.
We just talked about when the mics were off, we clipped him on and we said, well, we can't have that conversation on air, but there's a safety in this room when the mics are off.
Not today.
Yeah, the circle of trust is broken. I know you like that.
I need to be re-earned.
Meet the Parents reference.
Yeah.
Very good.
That's a very
Josh
rare
and Kenosha,
quote.
What do you think Ben Brust and Alex Stroph discussed about Kyle Wallace and Brad Nortman and coffee?
Okay, so two extremes here, and I'm probably way off. One is that you were secretly telling Stroph you're going to make Kyle and Brad groomsmen for the wedding. Or you're going to replace Kyle and Brad with new hosts.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Those are extremes.
Well, first one, I would respectfully decline to be a groomsman.
I cannot confirm or deny either of those.
Wow, my blood pressure went even higher.
You ain't got that much pool.
Want to bet?
To get me fired? Hell no.
See you guys.
Hell no.
Nice knowing you.
He ain't got that much pool. I'll go crying to Craig. Craig, you know what they trying to do to me? Can you believe this?
Did you create the new imaging for tomorrow?
Yeah, I did.
Cool. All right. Well,
who are the new hosts?
Please say your farewells to Kyle and Brad today, as it is their last day on Kyle, Bruss, and Norman.
Who's filling our place?
Well, maybe it's somebody who's doing a live show on Saturday.
He would choke you.
Thanasis Antetokounmpo.
He could. He wouldn't be able to put up with you, Ben.
You're gonna break him.
You can't find two people like us.
If I broke TA, he would like get up off the chair and like actually like
break you.
Jim Rome on me.
Yeah, yeah. So be careful what you wish for,
Jim
buddy.
Jim Rome.
Yeah, I know you two are too soft to confront me on air.
Oh wow!
Come on, he's just nonstop.
What a jerk.
totally a jerk. I'm not going to lie. March 29th at Potawatomi Casino Hotel. Join Thanasis Antetokounmpo for a live show that's going to entertain fans like none other. Last year, Thanasis surprised his brother, the MVP, Giannis, with a surprise appearance from ESPN's Stephen A. Smith. So you never know what is planned in 2025. Right now is your chance to win tickets to Thanasis Live with Thanasis Antetokounmpo, thanks to our great team at McDonald's. Call our number. Do we do 43 again? All right, I'll save.
34.
I'll save you the. I know that was a lot of work. Caller 34. Put them to work, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen. And if you don't win tickets, you can always get a pair by visiting ESPN Milwaukee on Twitter, taliveshow.com. Caller number 34 right now. You are going to win tickets to the live show at Potawatomi Casino Hotel on the 29th of March. That's 800-990-3776. It's a four-pack. Four-pack to the live show at 7 p.m., 800-990-3776. Entertainment and excitement you can't get anywhere else. Gruber Law Offices, Thanasis Live, presented by Potawatomi Casino Hotel and Carbliss, featuring Brandon Jennings, surprise guests, and a whole lot more. Caller 34 to win a four-pack to Thanasis Live on March 29th, 800-990-3776. We'll see you there.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
That is completely unacceptable. It is unacceptable for a team to...
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable. Is acceptable? Unacceptable?
Unacceptable.
Unaccessible. Wait.
What?
Wait. My mind is
unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
What did I say?
Unacceptable.
Unacceptable.
My mouth and brain
unacceptable.
Are like not
unacceptable.
Right now.
What did I say?
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
The wait is almost here. KBN Nation Brewers opening day at American Family Field is on Monday of next week, and it is all being brought to you by Carbless. Opening day coverage right here on ESPN Wisconsin is, of course, brought to you by Carbless. You get to enjoy all the excitement, the unofficial start to the summer that is the Brewers home opener, and ESPN Wisconsin is all over it. Sponsored by Carbless. You know how good Carbless is. Liss is more, your go-to ready-to-drink cocktail. We're going to have live shows inside the ballpark, special guests all day, and unmatched excitement for the Brew Crew as ESPN Wisconsin will carry every single pitch from the home opener next Monday. Opening day on ESPN Wisconsin is sponsored by Carbless, so go to your local grocer, grab a pack today, and enjoy the start of the baseball season with Carbless in your hands.
Is it ever too early for power rankings?
No.
Kyle?
Not at all, baby.
It's out on ESPN.com. No surprise at the top. The Kansas City Chiefs, number one. The Eagles, number two. The Lions, number three. The Bills, number four. Mm. The Ravens, number five.
Cool.
The Commanders.
Wow.
Number six. The Bengals, number seven. The Rams, number eight. Your Green Bay Packers. Number nine.
Oh, wow.
The Minnesota Vikings. Number 10.
Oh.
Three NFC North teams in the top 10.
Three NFC North teams in the top 10. The Vikings is the interesting one to me. Because the Vikings, obviously, despite not having the postseason success that I think they were hoping for. Sam Darnold did not play well. They won, what, 14 games? Were they 14-3?
I believe that's correct, yes.
They got better in the offseason, but they have one position in question. Maybe the most important, probably, and yes, the most important position in football, the quarterback position. I want to know who you'd rather see twice. J.J. McCarthy or Aaron Rodgers? If you, as a Packer fan, had to watch the Packers play the Vikings, would you rather see an old Aaron Rodgers because you don't think he's good enough? Or a young J.J. McCarthy off an ACL who might just listen to everything Kevin O'Connell says and run the system and do it the way that Kevin O'Connell does and not the Rodgers way? 800-990-3776. We'll put that on YouTube. We'll put that on Twitter for you to vote for. I'm fascinated here because their roster is really, really good, but they don't have the most important position in football figured out.
I'll tell you what. If Rodgers is the quarterback for the Minnesota Vikings, they become 9 and the Packers become 10 in the power rankings. That's how I feel, and maybe even higher than that. That's how I feel about the quarterback position for the Minnesota Vikings. Listen. First year starter for J.J. McCarthy coming off an ACL. I know that Kevin O'Connell is brilliant, nothing short of brilliant. He can take, you know, Kirk Cousins and Sam Darnold, resurrect their careers and make them look unbelievable, right? But there are limitations. Those guys are veterans. They've seen it before. It's a bumpy ride unless you are the rare early starting quarterback. But the fact that this team is so good at every level, they got better over the course of the offseason with the exception of one position, and that is quarterback. If that quarterback position is filled with Aaron Rodgers, who is limited, he's not the Aaron Rodgers we once knew, but he can still throw it. Their O-line is excellent. Their skill position is maybe the best in the NFL. Geared up with that, Rodgers would have no problem with a mind like Kevin O'Connell dictating what he's doing. So as a one-year rental, man, I would rather face McCarthy coming off an ACL, first-year starter. Then Aaron Rodgers back there. So put me in that camp. I want nothing to do with Rodgers coming to Minnesota if for the sake of the Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. But I think one of the things is that we're just feel for of what Aaron Rodgers used to be. We have to understand that Aaron Rodgers is a quarterback that tore his Achilles. And last year, he played well. He was okay last year, but he was limited. He was limited on the field with his mobility, and he was not the same quarterback that he was
previous. And when we think about this, and again, this is projecting that J.J. McCarthy is actually going to be a good quarterback. When you look at last season, you think about the quarterbacks that were rookies that were better than him. I mean, Drake May didn't have a terrible season when he played last
People
year.
People are
up
very
and down.
Bullish on
yeah.
him.
I mean, he showed spots where he could have been a good quarterback. Bo Nix, that's another quarterback taken in the first round who performed better than Aaron Rodgers and led his team to the playoffs last year. So I say all this, and we already know the obvious one of who obviously performed better than Aaron Rodgers, and that's Jaden Daniels. And so all I'm saying is, yes, we have the history of Aaron Rodgers being this fantastic quarterback, a guy that can win a lot of football games, and a guy that was a Super Bowl MVP and multiple MVPs. But he's not that same guy.
You'd rather face Aaron Rodgers twice than J.J. McCarthy twice.
Yeah, listen, bring on Aaron Rodgers. I've seen what Aaron Rodgers is, and Aaron Rodgers, yes, he can have ups, but he also has a lot of downs, a lot more downs than what he had. Because let's not get
don't,
it twisted.
Don't first-year starters have a lot of ups and a lot of downs?
I mean,
we know
again,
that from Jordan Love's season.
I just lifted off quarterbacks last year that performed better than Aaron Rodgers last season, and they were rookies. So yes, Aaron Rodgers was coming off an Achilles injury, but you had a guy like Jaden Daniels playing football in the NFL for the first time. A guy like Bo Nix that not a lot of people believed in and thought maybe the Broncos reached on, who actually performed better than Aaron Rodgers last year. So my whole point is this. I understand we're fearful of what Aaron Rodgers was, but J.J. McCarthy, he could actually be better than Aaron Rodgers in this absolute moment. Because one thing we know about Aaron Rodgers, if he has to come to Green Bay, say, in December, that man going to be cold, he going to be stiff, and he may underperform. Aaron Rodgers had Garrett Wilson at receiver. He had Breece Hall at running back. He also got Devontae Adams, and it's not like Aaron Rodgers put up these incredible numbers. So obviously,
he did just, when he got Devontae. He had some really good games.
Incredible numbers consistently. No, that team wasn't winning more. It didn't equate to wins for that football team. So again, when I look at this, yes, Aaron Rodgers is a very good player, but bring on Aaron Rodgers. I'll go against him. I ain't worried about him. I ain't scared of Aaron Rodgers.
What about an improved O-line? Because the New York Jets O-line kind of stinks, right?
So, and by the way, that is true from Paul. It is a big difference, and I should give you a shout-out, Paul. It was a meniscus, not an ACL.
Oh, from McCarthy?
Mm-hmm. But he had to, chose to completely repair the meniscus, which is still, it's not an ACL, but still something that put him out for the entire season.
So he's not getting the reps in practice, so he's basically a rookie. All he's done is watch film and learn the playbook, which is a little bit of benefit, but with Rodgers, with a significantly better O-line, I mean, the Minnesota Viking O-line, easily top 10, maybe somewhere in the top 5.
No,
the Jets is in the bottom third, so you give him time. You give him Kevin O'Connell offense. I mean, the Hackett offense, the one that he wanted, then, I mean, that's a pretty inefficient offense. Kevin O'Connell's much better.
Uh-oh, Brad. On the Carbless Talking text line.
Ooh.
From Casey. Is there a world where Rodgers just waits in free agency to see what happens with J.J. McCarthy potentially joining the Vikings midseason? Now, the part that got me was waiting to see what happens with J.J. McCarthy, because when did Brett Favre, in your Lincoln Kennedy comparison to Favre Rodgers,
here we go again.
When did Favre join? Because it was later, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Brett Favre joined in August. It was August 18th. It was already into training camp when he joined.
And this is March 25th, and Rodgers has been in no rush.
Rodgers is doing, I'm telling you, this is so crazy.
Are you all in again?
I'm all in. Lincoln Kennedy, for those who missed it, there are insane similarities between Abraham Lincoln and John F. Kennedy. Crazy. You can't make it up. Favre and Rodgers, they're experiencing the same mirrored career. And I'm just looking at it and thinking that it's fate. It's bound to happen. He will join the Vikings. It'll probably be August 18th. And it'll take
if it's August 18th, I'm...
Then what?
I don't know. Because I said I'm losing faith and free will. I think I lose all faith if it happens August 18th.
Do we put an all-in bet on the Vikings?
Or some sort of date that somehow is like an August date that somehow makes sense to the fact that when Favre threw his last pick, it was 12-mile-per-hour wind. He was 2 of 6 on his last passes. And for Rodgers, he was 2 of 6, and the wind was 4 miles per hour.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm not into this.
Do we place a huge bet on the Vikings to lose in the NFC Championship game?
No!
If this
happens. Brett Favre was in a better position. Brett Favre wasn't washed yet. Not saying Aaron Rodgers is completely washed, but Brett Favre wasn't coming off a major injury to a lower extremity like Aaron Rodgers was.
I don't know, Kyle. I think you're giving Rodgers not enough credit. I mean, we give guys like a year after they tear their ACL or something. We can't give a guy an additional year.
He's 40 years old, Brett.
He's 41. He'll be 42 by the end of this season. Stop playing
God,
this game.
We have the date. Mr. Davey Boy chimes in.
8-12.
That would be interesting.
August 12th?
Because that's probably, what, 2 weeks into training camp
that's
at that point?
Both of his numbers.
Oh, my God.
Did you not catch that?
I didn't. I got a light.
Every hair on Brad's body around. Standing up right now.
I have chills. I have chills on my back right now.
Legitimately, I was making that up.
No. If it happens on 8-12, I am placing a bet for the Minnesota Vikings to go to the NFC Championship game, and I am counting my winnings before it even happens. That is unbelievable. That is unbelievable.
It hasn't happened yet, Brad.
But if it does. I mean, think about it. What are the odds, guys? What are the odds that these guys have the same exact way that they end their career? 2-for-6 on their last 6 passes with a game ceiling, a season-ending interception at Lambeau Field. When Favre did it, the wind was 4 miles per hour. When Rodgers did it, the wind was 12. They both won a Super Bowl in 27. They both played 15 years for the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is crazy. They both went to the Jets. They both released by the Jets. And now they might sign in free agency to the Minnesota Vikings. Potentially in August. Potentially on 8-12. What are we doing here, guys? Am I the only one that sees this clearly? Am I the only one with eyes?
Aaron Rodgers, the difference is Aaron Rodgers would just be holding stuff up. Brett Favre wasn't going on dates with other football teams and talking about being signed. To hold this all up, Brad, from literally March all the way into August, that is...
But that's exactly what Favre did.
We got to go back to something.
Dating teams.
Did you just say, am I the only one seeing this clearly?
Yeah, you guys aren't buying in. You guys don't see this.
It's March.
But this is like...
And you feel like you just cracked the code on the date to which he'll sign.
Just because a YouTube commenter said 8-12.
But it's all happening. Don't you see? Don't you see? It's all happening right before our very eyes.
No.
You can't make this up.
No.
You can't make this up.
What I can't make up is how excited I am to see that weed man came to my house. Did you guys get your first service?
No.
Not yet.
No, you ain't as special as me.
Wait a minute. I got to prepare for this. I got to get these leaves up.
Well, remember when I was talking about I had to get the leaves up?
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to do it this weekend. I got a text same day. Hey, we're coming tomorrow. I was like, I ain't going to get that done tonight.
What about the time capsule?
Well, yeah, they just planted some stuff because
you said you were
going
to dig it up this weekend.
I don't have a shovel.
Okay. Go buy one. Go to Ace Hardware or someplace, Wally World.
I don't know. They're not even that expensive.
Your future father-in-law's in town. Ask him to dig it up.
You can't ask that man to do that. He old.
He already
fixed your railing?
He already fixed my railing for the baby gate.
That's different. You can't have him digging holes.
He's not that old.
Oh, he's probably got to be 60-something.
He just
It's not
60.
Terribly deep. The time capsule.
You want like an old...
The time capsule, the for those who missed
it, you need a shovel.
It's something that I actually need to dig up.
Yeah, what the hell?
Seriously.
Get a shovel.
I want to see what's in it.
It is 80 to 100 Packer season predictions, and we're already moving on to next season topics right now.
What are you
talking
waiting
about
for?
Power rankings?
We're a month from the draft.
We also got to get our little shave stuff going on. We got to get waxed.
All I know is I need to get that dug up because I got to get my yard looking good for the neighbors to stop and stare and see that lush, green, weed-free yard that is going to be delicious to look at. Kid and pet-friendly, which is huge, having two dogs. Strofe is a third dog. You know, when he comes around, I got to make sure the grass is good for him to lift his leg to pee. Also, have a kid. She's going to be running around outside. Got to make sure it's safe. And it is with Weed Man Lawn Care. Kid and pet friendly. Using golf course quality fertilizer and effective weed control. Part of that winning game plan. So get a quote by going to weedman.com and get 50% off your first treatment. Half off at weedman.com. Weed Man for the win. Becoming relevant with Alex Strofe. More conspiracy theories? Next.
You're listening to Kyle Brust and Nortman, KBN.
But what I've heard is very nutritious.
I was actually about to ask.
Very
this
nutritious.
Is the last conversation out of it. Did you taste it? Hey, come on, did you taste it?
You got to. Yeah. You got to make sure that it's good and like good for your baby.
Yeah.
I know Jonathan Brust has. I have not yet.
Okay.
I definitely am.
You might as well take a little shot.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com. Gave me a chance, I could take it.
And And there's going to be no place I'd rather be on. When's the draft?
One month from yesterday, April 24th.
April 24th. Hey, football fans, Verizon's giving you a chance to win the ultimate draft experience with the Road to the Draft sweepstakes. 10 lucky winners will win tickets to the first day of the 2025 NFL Draft in Green Bay, April 24th, including a round-trip service from car service from Milwaukee up and back, hotel accommodations, plus access to the Verizon viewing zone.
Oh, dang.
Where you're going to be taken care of like a first-round pick. Don't miss your chance at the ultimate draft experience powered by Verizon. Hurry to select Wisconsin locations. Enter by April 13th. No purchase necessary to enter. Must be a legal U.S. resident of Wisconsin or Illinois, age 21 years or older to enter. Void where prohibited. For official rules, you know it. ESPNWisconsinContest.com. Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Norman, Strophy running the show. And speaking of Strophy, let's get to it.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Strophe's time to shine on KBN starts now.
I want this to be the best week of becoming relevant we've ever had.
I know. I want you to do that every week.
Okay, I understand that, but one step at a time there, buddy.
All right, give me 2 days in a row. Yesterday was good.
Well, I texted you guys Saturday afternoon, quote, "Witness the most insane things I ever have in public in the matter of 2 minutes. Don't let me forget."
We let you forget.
You let me forget.
I totally forgot.
You let me forget.
You're so forgetful.
The thing is, I didn't forget. I actually had to do some additional research to make sure I could talk about this on the air.
Oh, wow.
We've got the green light. Away we go.
All right.
Okay.
So Saturday, I'm driving up north. I was at one of my college roommates' house for basketball, watching the tournament games on Saturday and the Badgers game and whatnot. Stopped at a convenience store prior to getting to his house. The very first thing I heard when I walked in the store was, "Get on the phone, call 911," which is always what you want to hear when you walk in a convenience store.
Oh, boy.
So the long and short of this is an older fellow was having a little bit of a medical episode. He's okay. I've cleared that. He's okay. Just had some breathing problems, so they had to call an ambulance, but he's fine. I have figured that out.
Yep.
Gotten to the bottom of that. But anyway, that's happening while I'm walking in the store. So my thought is, I'm going to avoid this. So I went to the other side of
the store. There's a medical emergency, and you're like, I'll walk away?
Well, there's nothing I can do to help. There's like four people around him.
Oh, so it's already in the process of being taken care of.
Yes. If the man is dying, I can't do nothing either. He's dying,
and
medic!
And that
medic.
Was my exact
thought. Medic! I'm up and have a man die in my arm.
Is anyone a doctor?
Thankfully, he didn't, but I witnessed that.
Good. Okay.
So I go to the other side of the store, and I'm like, well, I'm just going to check out, you know, grab some Carbliss or something, get to the register, yada, yada. So I get in line for the register, which is now backed up because there are workers attending to this man.
Yeah.
So waiting in line for a little bit, I hear a man walk in the store who doesn't realize this is happening. And he yells, "Honey, I'm home!"
He walked in, he said that?
Yeah, so he must frequent this convenience store, was my guess.
Where is this at?
It was at a convenience store up north. I'm gonna leave the location alone.
Okay. Because of the near-death experience.
Correct. I'll tell you off the air. So the same man that just yelled that, still completely oblivious to what's happening, then goes, "Ben, just give me a random male name."
Steve.
Okay, he goes, "You have an employee named Steve, and I need to speak with him right now."
Damn!
No kidding.
And so it is now my turn in line, so I get to the register, and this man is behind me still yelling, "I need to talk to Steve."
Oh, I like he's standing on business.
I said, "Are you Steve?" The guy that's checking me out, he goes, "No, I'm not Steve. That's Steve." Steve is standing right next to the guy that's checking me out. I go, "Steve, he's yelling for you." And Steve goes, "Oh, yeah, you're right." He goes, "I'm Steve." This guy then cuts the entire line, which was long at this point.
And yeah, because there's somebody on the ground that can't breathe.
Well, he still doesn't realize this clearly because of what he said next. So I grab my stuff. I'm checked out at this point. I'm walking out of the store, and I hear, "Steve, you've been texting my wife."
No! No!
Oh, wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow.
That's all at the same time?
All at the same time.
I need to go
an
there.
An affair and a near-death
this
experience?
This is so juicy.
This is awesome.
I'm in this store for 3 minutes. I'm going, where am I?
A right? Great place? A drama?
So I have to walk out the door, and in order to walk out the door, I have to walk past the man who's having a medical episode. No ambulance is here yet. And there's a man behind me yelling about, his wife texting a worker at this convenience
store. Why didn't you grab some popcorn on the way out?
For real?
Stand there and eat some.
What did you think? What do you think my next move was?
Should have been to stay in there.
I would have stayed in there and enjoyed the soap opera.
You ain't going to knock him out, though.
I walked out.
Oh, left. Come on. Strofe, come on.
How did Steve respond
to
the allegation?
You know Strofe was scared
Steve
or
said,
was going on.
Steve said, who's your wife? That's all I heard.
What?
Oh,
you
it was just getting good. It was peaking at that moment. Interest.
I went back to the store on Sunday.
Oh.
Yeah. I have a little
did
faith
you see
in
Steve?
There. Steve was not there. But the man that yelled, call 911, was there.
Oh.
I said, hey, man, I was here yesterday when all that was going on. What happened with Steve? He said, I have no idea what you're talking about. I go, yeah, you do.
He a lot.
He goes, I was obviously a little busy. I go, yeah, I guess you're right. And then I go, can I get a car wash? He goes, our car wash is broken. I go, okay, thanks for nothing. I left the store. What? I don't know what happened.
What country bumpkin place were you at?
You would have known what happened if you stayed in for the drama.
And immediately that's what I thought. But also I was like, this man might be dying. This other man might die because of the fisticuffs of the man. Steve might die because of the fisticuffs of the husband. I was just uncomfortable. I needed to leave.
What?
You so
an
scary.
Episode.
So soft and scary.
So then, hold on.
All right.
Come on.
All right. Hang on. It's a little rich for me to get Astrof. My ass would have been out there, too.
Oh.
It was Brad, your ass would have been
I'm
out
gone.
There, too.
Y'all not watching like, from like a distance? Conflict. The death would have kind of been like, okay, I've been nervous. What? But the Steve and the, I like drama.
You would have stayed?
To see. Now, if he would have pulled out a gun, I'd just run. What are you talking about? Like, you leave. But, I mean, at that point, you want to know what's happening.
Yeah, I don't like conflict. So yeah, I would have been like, I hope this works out for everyone.
What
Strofe, do you regret leaving?
Well, huge time.
huge time.
I had somebody.
Not big time. Huge time.
So I have a different buddy that grew up in the town I was in. And I texted him, and I was like, hey, do you know anybody that happens to work here? And he said, I do have a buddy that used to work there. Let me call him. And he said, yeah, he doesn't know who that is. So anyway, my honest opinion on that one is I think that Steve was a new employee and this regular was just pulling a fast one on him. That's my thought.
But. When he walked in the door and he said, honey, I'm home.
Yeah, which was crazy.
Well, I thought that was some sort of like he was just trying to be funny, but he's clearly trying to.
But he sounded angry.
Yeah, because somebody was texting his wife.
Girl.
And who knows? We saw the text message that happened between like Steve Smith, the former teammate of Bradley Norman. And if I saw some text like that with my girl, I'm ready to find Steve, too. Smith.
But here's the thing. There was probably
You ain't confronting Steve Smith.
There was probably a 30-year age discrepancy between the two of these.
How many years?
Was Steve the younger one?
Steve was younger than me, I bet.
He liked Cougars.
Wow.
Apparently. Now, here's the thing. This is not the only social situation recently that I have had the fight or flight, and the flight took over. Last night, I'm walking my dog around the blocks, right? I take a couple block walk after work every day. And there's a man in a parking lot, like, kind of looking a little weird, right? I didn't think much of it. But then I saw a police car drive by. This man takes off running! And the cops pull into the parking lot he was in, and they lost him. So now they're just circling the block that I am walking around.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, do they think I'm a bad person? Like, am I in trouble?
Strofe. So I just, no, they didn't think that. Trust me.
With
Patricia?
Me and Patricia cut the walk short.
You think they're chasing after your scrawny behind and a 10-pound dog?
You definitely not a suspect, Strofe.
Did you look like the culprit?
Well, I don't know what he did or if he even was the culprit.
So he just ran out of nowhere?
I don't know. He saw the cop and he started sprinting. He grabbed a garbage bag and ran.
If the cops would have asked you if you saw anything, would you have snitched?
No, probably not.
Look at you. Stop snitching, huh?
Baloney. He's already nervous. They thought it was
like a bird.
What if he's a dangerous criminal and people like Strofe and Patricia aren't safe on the streets?
Well, he didn't try to harm Strofe or
Patricia.
People
like Strofe and Patricia. Patricia's a dog.
A damn cute one at that.
Don chimes in the Carbless Talking text line. We have to remove Strofe's journalist card, who's too chicken to be a real one.
Ooh, that's true.
Ooh, yeah, journalist would have follow-up questions.
That's a little J journalist.
I am still stunned at the events. That is an absolutely epic convenience store experience.
That's a movie. That's a soap opera. Like that ain't real.
This is like, it's like out of Superbad.
Yeah, it is.
Remember when the guy gets, you know,
James the Jacked. Postman chimes in. Big time is now officially huge time. Huge time. Do you have regret? Huge time. I think he's calling you huge time. That's your new name.
Why was I big time?
That's because you act big time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just taking a little dig at you. It's all right.
Fun story, Strofe. Good job today.
That was good.
That's too good to become relevant for me.
Yeah, look really at you. Good. Putting in really work.
40% of the way there, fellas. Let's have a good week.
And in 6 years, you're going to have a kid.
Just like that. 6 years. It's amazing what can happen in 6 years. Strofe's having a kid. So many other life experiences along the way.
You're either going to fight or flight in the delivery room.
What do you think he does? Think Strofe gets a little woozy?
Oh, he'll get woozy.
He'll leave?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not leave. He might need to take a second to gather himself.
Yeah. Have a sip of water. Move back in. But in 6 years, Strofe's have a kid. And in 6 years, you can have 0% interest at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That's right. KBN Nation, you know that this has not come around very often. 72 months of 0% interest, and that whole time, you get to enjoy the beautiful, the durable, the personalizable Pella Windows and Doors to increase your home value and decrease the energy costs. So many things that transforms your home from the outside in and the inside out. But you can do it all with 6 years of 0% interest. Their 10-year labor warranty is always included, so you can be secure for years to come. We got to hurry now because this deal offers on March 31st. So make sure that you take advantage and you run, do not walk, to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin or visit them on PellaWI.com.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Dortmund with you, KBN Nation at 800-990-3776. Fight or flight, we know Strofe is flight. I'm flight. Brad's flight. Kyle's flight as well.
Yeah, depending on the situation. Depending on the situation.
Kyle, you're flighting.
You're flight.
Okay.
You're fake tough.
Okay. You know what? We'll stick with that. It's good for my public image.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
I was like, it's the 414 hour at 4.
I'm not going to lie. I feel like the kid who, like, got picked on the sports team. I was like, oh, you want me? No way. Because all last week, it was so much fun to do that. And I was like, well, but I guess it's back to Kyle doing it now. When you said, want to do it with me? I was like, oh, yeah, let's do it.
On ESPN Wisconsin and Wisconsin On Demand. Man.com. I'll give a hoot what you do, say,
girl, I know you look too tight. Are you smarter than Ben Brust at 3 o'clock? I'm still winless on the year.
Okay, this has got to stop.
It's pretty remarkable. Statistically, it's remarkable.
Now I'm starting to get to the point where, like, I'm going to start to get angry every time I lose. Because, like, oh, it's fun, you're losing. But now, like, this made me mad.
You suck.
Hey, Tyrone, take it easy.
I mean, yeah, your name is in the game itself. You got to take some ownership of it at some point.
I mean, especially with, you know, the fact that you represent more than yourself now. You have a whole daughter.
I'm starting.
You have a whole daughter.
I'm starting to
not
think.
Not half one.
A whole daughter.
I'm starting to think that maybe I was doing Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust a disservice. Because clearly it
you're
is.
You're soft and not intimidating.
Okay, wasn't going to go that far, but yeah, there's clearly something of being soft and not intimidating because all these new question askers, they're rattling Ben in a way that I never could. So I am soft and not intimidating.
Yeah, you got there
yourself.
That's
the conclusion.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe running the show, UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776 in the Carbless Talk and Text line. I have written down, and I forgot why, it just simply says, wash your hands.
Oh my gosh. That reminds me.
So it's you that has something to say.
So
it's no surprise.
You guys know how I am. I'm a pretty, I'm a germaphobe. Like, I don't like germs because germs equate to sickness. This is why I'm here almost every single day. Strofe, since you've been our producer, how many days have I taken off for a sick day?
Zero, I think.
Exactly. What about Bradley?
Probably five.
How many?
Five.
How about Benjamin?
Do we count as concussion?
Just my concussion?
Yeah, concussion, yeah. And he had the flu too, remember?
Influenza A.
Probably eight.
That's right.
Yeah, okay,
that's right.
Okay.
Eight!
How many have I taken off, Kyle?
Oh, zero, probably.
That'd be correct.
And so here's the thing. He washes his hand. I wash my hands. I don't know what you do, Brad, but what I'm saying is this. I wash my hands so I don't get sick. So today, while I was handling my business, I know somebody who walked into the bathroom because they have something about them that I knew it was them.
What's that?
I'm not going to say. And so then.
A specific smell?
Just something.
Toothbrush?
No, just something.
Feet?
Shoes? I saw
the way
their
they
shoes.
Breathe?
I saw their shoes.
Yeah, I always look for shoes.
I saw their shoes. And they go in, they use the bathroom. Remember, I'm sitting down. They're standing up.
And it takes
up.
You like 25 minutes.
It takes 25 minutes. So I know when people come in, people come out. This individual went up in there. He used the bathroom and walked out. I said, oh, hell no. I done shook your hand. I done did all this. And it reminded me last week when we were at Pato. At Pato, I go use the bathroom. And a gentleman comes out the stall. He walks past four sinks. And walk straight out to go back out to gambling, having a good time. And I said, this is disgusting. People need to wash their damn hands. Wash your hands. Because it's disgusting. Absolutely disgusting.
That should literally be illegal. If you use a stall and do what you need to do in a stall, You should have to wash your hands.
100%.
That is like literally infringing on someone's health.
Over to the KVN Sports Desk with the Alex Strofe.
I'm a little offended.
Why are you offended, Alexander Strofe?
Because shortly after this occurred, you were walking past me, and typically, usually, we dap up. You know, quick, how you doing, man?
We used to.
He wouldn't dap me up today.
I refuse.
Was it you?
I don't think so, because I washed my hands.
It was not you. It was not you. It was somebody else here.
Call them out.
Absolutely not.
Are they in the room?
If you don't call them out, then they're never going to wash their damn hands.
Listen, I decide this. I am not a tyrant or a dictator like Ben. No. I'm not like Brad, and I'm not going to dictate what people can do.
You should.
I wish I did, but what I'm going to say is this. It's just I'm no longer shaking hands. If you run up to me, you see me in the street, don't you put that palm out there. I'm just going to close my hand and go, Dad, what did you say the fist pound is what, Brad? For what?
That's the universal handshake if you don't know somebody.
You give them a fist bump.
And in the workplace.
Yeah, that's the new universal handshake Kyle Wall's going to use because y'all don't wash your hands. And Ben, Brust is one of them people.
That sounds like he is behind
it. Here I come.
Don't do this right now because I know you didn't wash your hands. Stop. Hey. I do not consent. I do not consent. Get him. What are y'all doing? Y'all laughing and smiling? He's touching me?
Kyle's literally trapped in his area
Why would y'all let him do this? You just going to see it. We got an executive producer, Ashton Rotman, in here. He's just laughing and smiling. I'm being harassed in the workplace. The hell going on in here?
We're back.
Why don't you wash your hands when you
eat? I just took a tinkle and I washed my hands.
Oh good. So you're turning over a new page.
I have been.
Good for you.
Yeah.
You have a daughter.
I mean, I don't believe him at all.
I'm not 100% hit rate, but I'm above average.
But why not? Why not just do it all the time?
Yeah, what's wrong? Have a routine.
It doesn't take long.
You learn, wash your hands. You do it for 20 seconds underneath the sink. You're supposed to rub with soap.
A,
we learned this.
A, B, C, D, E, F, G.
Why don't you do it, Ben?
Done.
Why don't you do it?
I'm fine with germs.
No, it's not about you.
It's everyone else.
You're touching everything. You touch this mic. You touch these buttons. You touch the door.
If
now
you start thinking about every germ, you're going to drive yourself insane.
I did that. I do that most of the time. I don't touch doorknobs like that. Matter of fact, when I leave out certain bathrooms, I grab the paper, I open the door, and then I run out.
You're an interesting individual.
No, I don't like germs.
You're like, you remind me of the movie Along Came Polly. He won't eat the nuts at the bar because he's scared of all the people that...
Polly sounds like a very smart man.
Polly. We're back in 2 minutes. Wait, it's Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Good catch.
Caller number 10 today in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, 800-990-3776. You get 15 questions in 90 seconds. You're allowed to say skip or pass. And if you don't get to one of the answers and you come back around, you can answer that. 800-990-3776. Caller 10 to face me, Ben Brust, in Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Lot of responses from Kyle needing to be a bubble boy because he's scared of everything in the world. 800-990-3776.
All right, you know what? Next time I'm using the bathroom, I'm calling on y'all to wipe my behind.
Now you've gone too far.